Hey, Mom. No, we're in Texas. I don't know the name of the town. We just stopped for gas. Tell Dad the car's running fine. Don't worry. Yeah, it was good to see you guys, too. I know I don't get home to see you much, so I'm glad it worked out. Oh, Greg's coming. I gotta go. Yeah, I'll call you when we get home. You too. Bye. Hey, you.
Hey, who's that?
My mother. She wanted regular updates from the road.
Of course she did.
She's still my mom. She worries. That's what they do.
Sure. We all set. All right, we got gas. Check the tires, water, snacks. Oh, hey, check it out. They've got like 50 kinds of jerky in there.
You know I hate jerky, Greg.
Well, sucks to be you then.
Thanks a lot.
I love you, Stays.
Yeah. You missed a turn for the freeway.
No. Remember, we're going to take local roads today.
Are you sure? Maybe we should just get home.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun. Antique stores, roadside diners, local color. Look, you don't get any of that on the freeway. Besides, it's been a while since we've been adventuring.
That's true.
Atta girl. You're in charge of the entertainment. What do you got?
Let's see. Oh, we could get caught up on that podcast you said you liked.
Ooh, good call.
Go.
Week's episode of Case Evidence. I'm gonna fill you in real quick. Let's start with the basics. Why is this fire suspicious to me?
One, it's the only place in the entire 200 square mile thing.
Named Jim Hanley, who also had one of his search dogs hit on the house.
I went down there with my search dog, and I brought another one in. They spent many hours shifting the debris.
Well, crap, that's it for that.
Can't you just plug your phone into the thing?
My charger's in the trunk. I'll grab it when we stop for gas.
Well, that's not going to be for a while. Come on, sure you don't want me to pull over?
No, we can just listen to it on your phone.
Well, I didn't download them. There's no way we're getting a signal out here.
And I'm sure your hipster vinyl fetish prevents you from actually putting music on your phone like a normal person.
It is not a fetish. Records sound better. It's been scientifically proven.
It absolutely has not.
I can show you the articles.
Ow, did you clip them out of a magazine? Because you obviously can't use your phone for anything other than making calls.
We are not lost. There's nothing wrong with using a road atlas instead of a stupid GPS for once.
Stacy, freeways are boring. Let's take the scenic route home. It'll be an adventure.
You don't consider this an adventure.
Sweetie, I love you. This was not one of your most brilliant ideas, and I tried to warn you. If we go visit my family, we should only ever fly. You're the one who thought it'd be fun to drive.
Well, I'm not entirely correct.
You mean you're wrong?
I didn't say that. Come on, we scored some good finds at that antique store. Genuine Americana.
We did. That was 3 hours ago. I'm not really sure the cost-benefit analysis holds up here.
You say that now, but just you wait. Do you see how much those martini glasses go for on eBay?
So you say.
I'm telling you, they're vintage.
Whatever. We could play a game.
Okay, what kind of game?
You know, like a travel game. Didn't you ever play the license plate game on road trips when you were a kid?
Sure, but don't you just sort of need other cars on the road to play that game?
Okay, well, how about I spy?
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on, Greg. You have a better idea? Here, I'll go first. I spy with my little eye something that begins with S.
Sky.
Ugh, lucky guess.
Well, there's not a lot of options out here, Stace.
All right, smart guy. Your turn.
Okay. Oh, okay. Look, I spy with my little eye something that begins with R.
Road?
Nope. radio.
Ha ha. I don't know what you think you're gonna get all the way out here.
Well, there's gotta be something. Just try it.
See? Nothing. This thing barely works in the city. The signal drops every time we go under a bridge.
Try AM.
Oh, God, seriously? When have you ever heard anything worth listening to on AM?
I don't know. Sometimes there's an oldie station or news or something. Just try it.
Fine. But I'm warning you, if all we can get is Rush Limbaugh, the radio's going off.
Agreed.
Well, I hate to tell you, I told you so.
Boy, welcome to the dead zone, huh?
Pretty much.
What? Wait, what's that?
What's what?
Go back.
I can't even understand what they're saying.
Just keep trying. Maybe we'll get lucky and we're heading toward that signal.
Hallelujah, brothers and sisters, and all those
Hey, crackpot religious
nut,
score!
For the Lord did appear to me and said, cast your nets upon the harsh and unforgiving sea. Deliver my message to those who have ear to hear.
Greg, come on. You know I can't stand this crap.
What? Come on, you can't take it seriously.
For each of you, that story ends the same way. By my side, on our knees, heads bowed in humble supplication and begging for forgiveness.
Amen. Praise Jesus.
Amen. But for all that we are blessed, how can today be blessed? We live in dark times. Every day we look to the east and see the sun rise and bathe the country in a pool of blood.
Gee, they're a little thick, don't you think?
You're right. This is so much more pleasant than my idea.
I spy with my little eye something that begins with P.
What?
Pool of blood.
That's not funny.
Come on. It's a little funny.
The Bible tells us that the path to the kingdom of heaven begins with tribulation. If God would not spare his only son the sufferings of the whip and the cross, what hope do the rest of us have? Can we expect the Lord to ask any less of us? If Jesus' suffering lasted days, how long must we endure? The Bible tells us that our personal tribulation will last 7 years. 7 angels, 7 seals, 7 trumpets, 7 plagues, 7 years!
Jesus, this guy's nuts.
Isn't that what you were hoping for?
It's cool, right?
So cool.
Embrace it, brothers and sisters. Embrace your fear and your pain. Secure in the knowledge that 7 years of torment is a small price to pay for the power and the glory of life everlasting.
Hallelujah!
We have with us today a soul who has just begun his journey to redemption. Today is a blessed day, because today he reaches the end of the first year of tribulation. Today is a blessed day as he advances into the next stage of purification. And today is a blessed day as he receives his true name. Release him, brothers!
Wait, what did he say?
Release him?
Arise, brother.
I can't.
You can, and you will. Arise.
Where am I?
On your feet.
Oh, my God.
I can't see.
You will, brother. You will.
What the hell is
what
going on?
What is your name, brother?
My name? I can't remember.
You do not remember because you have no name.
No. I...
What is your name?
It's...
What is your name? What is your name?
I don't... I have no name.
I will give you one. Turn and face me. Open your eyes.
It hurts.
Pain is necessary. Open your eyes. You are Brother Jared.
Welcome, Brother Jared.
Kneel with me, Brother Jared. The road you are on is a long and difficult one. Do you submit to the purifying scourge of tribulation and accept Magus as the one true pathway to salvation?
Yes, Magus.
What the fuck?
Let us begin.
Oh my god!
This can't be real. It's a hoax, it's gotta be.
This isn't fucking NPR, Greg. You really think some backwater AM radio station in the middle of nowhere is going to stage some weird Heaven's Gate version of War of the Worlds?
Well, no, but maybe it's like a... what do you call it? Like a passion play or something.
Seriously? This is sick. Turn it off.
What? No! We don't know what this is or who these people are.
What difference does it make? They're freaks. Who cares?
Look, if it's real, we should report it, right? It sounds like people are getting hurt. The more we know, the better.
No, you know what? Pull over. I'm going to get my charger.
Stacy!
Now, Greg, I'm serious.
Okay. Pulling over.
Praise be to God for advancing you to the next stage.
Okay, there. Hang tight. I'll grab it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for sending Brother Jared on to the next leg of his journey. Do not be afraid.
Jesus, now what?
The frequency will be made open to all in time. You listen, but do not hear. For you, tribulation lies along a different path.
Praise be, Stacy Carlson.
Okay, what the fuck? Greg!
What is it?
The fucking radio just talked to me.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. The guy, the preacher, whatever he is, he was talking and then his voice got all weird. And then there was another voice, a woman, and their voice is kind of, I don't know, they said my name, Greg.
Okay, calm down. You know that's not possible, right? You must have misheard them.
They said, praise be Stacy Carlson. They were pretty goddamn specific, Greg.
All right. Let me just listen for a second, okay?
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
I don't hear a woman, Stacy. Frankly, this is the most normal thing I've heard on here so far.
She was there, Greg. I know you don't believe me, but she was there. Let's just go, okay?
Okay. Hey!
Greg, seriously, I'm done.
I thought you wanted to know what's going on. I mean, if all this is real, we have to...
It's not, okay? You were right. It's all fake. Let's just forget about it.
I can't just forget about it now. I need to know what's going on.
Well, I don't, okay? I didn't sign up for this. All I wanted to do was see my parents. I didn't want to go off on some quest to find the real America, and I sure as hell don't want to play Mulder and Scully and solve some creepy-ass mystery about a fucked-up preacher and radios that start talking to you for no reason.
You're right. You know what? I'm sorry. This was all my idea. Sorry I couldn't find your charger.
It's fine. Whatever.
So, what did the radio say to you exactly?
Greg, just drop it, okay?
All right. I'm sorry.
She said something about the frequency, and she used that word, tribulation. She said, my tribulation lies along a different path.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know, Greg.
Okay, well, maybe if we listen to a little bit more, we can figure it out.
Greg, please!
It's just voices on the radio, Stacy. They can't hurt us. We'll try to find out a little bit more so we can tell somebody the next time it's happening.
We rejoice doubly when a believer completes their journey. The Bible tells us that between tribulation and millennium, there is an interval. 75 days, the Bible tells us. 75 days to reflect. To look upon God's creation and wonder in its perfection.
Wait, what's that?
What?
Over there. Is that a radio tower?
You think it's this?
I don't know. It would explain why the signal's so clear now.
I told you today was a blessed day, brothers and sisters. And it is. Not just for Brother Jerry. Today, one of our number will achieve millennium. After 7 years of tribulation, she was reborn, pure in body, mind, and spirit.
Hallelujah!
Sister Abigail, come forth. Praise be, sister.
Praise be, Magus.
Oh my God, that's her. That's the girl that talked to me.
Are you sure?
Positive.
You have been a true and faithful servant of the Lord, sister. You have endured the ordeal of tribulation. You have come out of desolation and rewarded by interval. And now, millennium approaches. Are you prepared, sister?
I am, Magus. Praise be.
The kingdom of heaven awaits you, Sister Abigail. When we are worthy, we will join you there. Our time will come. Until then, it is our burden to deliver you to Millennium. Lord, bless this, thy sword.
Bless us who wield thy sword.
Lord, bless Sister Abigail and bring her to Millennium.
Bless us who escort her to the gates.
Let us begin.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was.
Now what?
No, wait. I don't think that's the radio. All the other voices are still clear. I think that's her.
What the hell is going on? What just happened?
She's gone. What are you doing?
I'm taking a look at this place. Maybe we can find something out.
What? No. Turn around.
There's nobody here. It's probably just a bunch of transmitter equipment. This must be the place. See the cross nailed to the door?
Wait, what are you doing?
I'm just gonna take a quick look around.
No, Greg, don't.
Stacy, they're not going to be in there.
What if they are?
It's not much bigger than a shack. Where would they be? If there's anybody here, it'll just be like a station manager or a technician or somebody. Even that's a long shot. Look, there's no cars here.
Well, then why even bother?
Stacy, it will take 5 minutes. I'll just poke my head in. If the place is empty or there's no power, then we'll know this isn't even the right place. But if it is, there's got to be something with the station's call sign. I just want to have as much information as possible so we can tell somebody about this. Because right now, we've got nothing. Nothing anybody will believe anyway.
Greg, please, let's just go now.
5 minutes. Less, okay? Just wait here. I'll be right back.
Greg, no! No!
5 minutes.
God damn it!
Sister Abigail has achieved Millennium. Now her real work begins, as it will for you all as you move forward. But first, we must welcome our newest believer. Hello, brother. Praise be.
Wait, what the hell is going on here?
No, Greg, turn around!
As you see, welcome. We've been expecting you.
Expecting me? What are you talking about?
You heard the word. That is why you are here, is it not?
I heard you on the radio, so?
It is your time. Our signal is weak, but our word is strong. We broadcast so that those who have ears may hear. You heard.
Greg, no!
Before achieving Millennium, the Lamb of God has a vision
of who will come. Greg, where are you? No, this is insane. This can't be happening. Greg, where are you? Greg!
I'm leaving now, right? I didn't see anything.
Of course you didn't
hey,
see
hey,
anything,
what?
Brother.
Get your hands off me!
Your eyes are not yet open. Do not struggle.
Greg, no!
Who the hell are you people?
My name is Brother Elijah. But you will come to know me as Magus. Welcome to Tribulation.
What? No, Stacy, run! Get out of here!
Greg! No! No, come back, Greg!
Stay tuned for scenes from Episode 2. Tribulation is brought to you by Listen Up Audiobooks, your independent audio bookstore. Listen Up makes it incredibly easy to browse and buy an audiobook in no time. No complicated sign-ups or subscriptions to mess with. It's just like walking into a bookstore, but on your phone. They carry a wide selection of best-selling titles in all genres, like true crime. Check out New York Times bestseller Bitter Blood by Jerry Bledsoe, the true story of Southern family pride, madness, and multiple murder. Go to listenupaudiobooks.com and use the code GREG, G-R-E-G, at checkout for 10% off your first purchase. That's listenupaudiobooks.com, code GREG, G-R-E-G. If you like the show, please take a minute and leave a review on iTunes or share us with your friends. It really helps. You can listen to Tribulation on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public, and anywhere podcasts are found. Or go to thishollowearth.com for more about the cult of Tribulation. Tribulation was written by Adam Janke and directed by Jim Bohol and David Markowitz. Engineered by John St. Dennis. Sound design and mastering by Cooper Skinner. Produced by Greg Cooler and David Markowitz. Chris Fogg, executive producer. Starring Lauren Goines as Stacy, Eric Goines as Greg, Trevor Goebel as Reed, Kate Kovac as Dr. Mannion, Tom Clark as Chess, Janet Metzger as Diane, Janai Fleming as Sister Abigail, and Fleet Cooper as Magus. Tribulation is a Zero Mile Media production, made in Atlanta. And now, scenes from Episode 2.
And that's where she claims the abduction took place.
Abduction? What, like UFOs?
I was thinking kidnapping.
Well, it may as well be, little green men. According to Mrs. Carlson, he literally disappeared. Vanished into thin air. Here one second, gone the next.
And Ms. Carlson saw that happen?
Not exactly. She says she heard it on the radio.
Excuse me?